Next, David will take you through the canceling exercise to get rid of negative beliefs that affect your health. First, he'll tell you exactly what this exercise does.
It makes you realize that you have control of the degree to which you're going to be limited by an ailment and the kind of symptoms that you're going to allow yourself. You begin to realize that a lot of these things are coming forth via suggestion, and as we say, in the collective unconscious belief system. As I talk about the arthritis in my right knee, it gets better and better all the time. So even though I have painful limitation in the right knee, it's nowhere near what it was. I'd say it's about 20% of what it was when it was at its worst. So we can have an impact, a therapeutic impact, by our knowledge about this thing. Just the knowledge that you're programmable, and you ask yourself, how am I programmed by my society, my culture, my family, by family members, whatever? And you begin to undo it. And say, I'm an infinite being, and I'm only subject to what I hold in mind. So I'm already saying, well, you're only subject to having arthritis in your knee if you believe that all old gomers in their 80s have bum knees, you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing it at the same time I'm acknowledging it. So I'm not resisting it and denying it, pretending it's not there. But I'm saying I think it's coming from the collective belief system of centuries. I mean, all old people creaked around, didn't they? So maybe that's one of the benefits of being an older, is you get to creak around and grump, 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 grump. Now, then you take aspirin for it, and you say, well, no, that's going to aggravate my gastritis, so I can't take aspirin for it either. So the therapeutic approach then is to do everything you can physically, mentally, and spiritually. You do a review of what are your belief systems about illness and where did you get them, what runs in your family, what runs in your culture, what's the background of these various things. And as you examine them, you start to undo them as you look at them. So you may have 10 different things contributing to an illness, but by the time you've looked at the whole list, you're only down to 3. And then as you work on one of them, you're only down to a couple. And some things may be hereditary, congenital, genetic. Some things may be genetic. So you've got genetic limitations in being a human also, chromosomal, etc., genes and chromosomes. So you learn how to live with all this. And you see, the idea is to be happy no matter what. So you say, can you be happy with arthritis in your knee? And you're sure, it doesn't bother me at all when it comes to being happy. It doesn't bother me when it comes to being happy. There's no point to being perfectionistic about yourself, that you never have anything wrong ever, that everything is pathologic. No, you're also protoplasm, and you're subject to the human domain, the human domain. And it's humility. You say, look, you're just protoplasm, man, just protoplasm. You're just protoplasm. That's all I am. That's all my physical body is protoplasm. So my spirit is unlimited. My spirit is eternal, but it's experiencing protoplasmic limitation right now. I must have thought it would be a good idea to relive another human life.